Getting Around in Germany. Germany, land of sausage, beer, and of course cars. But it is not only the German car brands like BMW, Porsche, Volkswagen, and Mercedes that are famous. The Autobahn is a term used with respect all over the world. Here, you can drive as fast as you like, at least in sections where no speed limit is imposed. On all motorways in Germany, the so-called guideline speed of 130 kilometers per hour applies. It serves as a recommendation, but not as an obligation, which is why exceeding the guideline speed is not punished. There is no speed limit on approximately 20,000 kilometers of motorway in Germany. That makes up about 70% of the entire motorway network. So, do Germans only drive cars? No. A highly developed train network makes traveling from point A to point B comfortable. Fast trains like the ICE, Intercity Express, and IC, Intercity, travel quickly between far-flung places. And regional trains also stop at smaller towns. Of course, not all that glitters is gold. A stop is considered punctual if the scheduled arrival time is exceeded by less than 6 minutes in passenger traffic, or by less than 16 minutes in freight traffic. Such statements would probably not be possible in Japan without risking an uprising among users. But the difference in punctuality is easily explained. Even if it had cost more at the beginning, the Shinkansen in Japan was built on its own tracks from the start, whereas in Germany, the supposedly more efficient option of integrating high-speed rail into an existing network was often chosen. If a train is delayed, this causes a series of other delays, and repairs are also more difficult to carry out. But this is complaining at a high level. Many countries would be happy with the German railway network. Students can often travel cheaply, and a recent trial of a 9-euro train ticket showed that many people are willing to switch from driving a car to the train if the prices are good and you have a station close by. However, one of the most important means of transport for Germans has still not been mentioned here: the bicycle. Yes, compared to neighboring countries like Holland and Denmark, Germany is not yet a real cycling country. But more and more people are switching to cycling. After all, cycling is not only faster, but also healthier and cheaper than driving. The history of the bicycle began early in Germany. In 1817, Karl Dreis presented his running machine, later known as the Dreisin, in Mannheim. On this running wheel, speeds of about 15 kilometers per hour could be reached, and compared to previous running wheels, this Dreisin allowed steering. In the 1850s, the Dreisin was further developed with crank drives in Germany, America, and France, before the first prototypes of today's bicycle were seen in the 1880s. Today there are around 90 million in Germany. In 2020 alone, 5 million bikes were added, 40% of them e-bikes. No wonder, since COVID-19 made normal travel impossible, and the risk of contagion on a bike was far lower than on public transport. But as always in Germany, nothing is as simple as it could be. There must be order, especially in Germany with its Prussian virtues. A classic example is the compulsory use of cycle paths. Put simply, if there is a cycle path, it must be used by cyclists of a certain age. However, it would be too simple to call it a cycle lane. There are cycle streets, approved footpaths, cycle lanes, cycle fast lanes, and hard shoulders. In American English, breakdown lanes. Just to name a few. Roads are a matter for the federal states, and accordingly, each region has its own designations. If there is no cycle lane, the road should be used. Should? Yes, should, because no cyclist should be forced to put themselves in danger by following this rule. And accordingly, it is a matter of interpretation whether you are rightfully riding on the footpath or not. There are similar discussions about bicycle helmets. While in some European countries, helmets are compulsory for children or even adults, this is not yet the case in Germany. Officially, however, the rumor exists and persists. To solve these problems, the government has decided to promote cycling even more. With the Cycling Plan 3.0, around 1.5 billion euros are to be used to expand the infrastructure by 2023. The goal is to double cycling in the country. But even until then, it is important to use the bicycle. It is healthy. And in a country where cities were developed around the mobility pillars of public transport, walking, and cycling, the latter is simply fun and practical.